Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got Scott Lively, author of Pink Swastika, the Pink Swastika online with us, and he'll be with us in about 8 minutes here, and we're going to pull him up after the first break, and we're going to get a heart full of knowledge, a mind full of knowledge and understanding as to what in fact is happening in America today. We'll get to him in just a couple of minutes here. With that said, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do, as well as going to SOL Radio Live on top of that page and subscribing to the live feed. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in at any time, we're going to hold over until we're done with Scott here. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, I'm going to stop right there before I tee this up for Scott Lively, who's going to be joining us at the beginning of next segment. If you're paying attention to the news, it's confusion by design. Put it up against Micah 6:16. It's propaganda. It's all a propaganda narrative. Again, that's why 94% of the people say they don't believe the media. That's why. Why? Well, did you just hear what they said? The federal government now says that the Chinese better sell us TikTok, because if not, we're going to just cut them off. Like, we have the power to do that, right? Keep in mind, your federal government's selling military secrets to the Chinese for decades now. Keep in mind, this is the same federal government and the state governments that are opening the borders to what? An increase of 900% of Chinese nationals coming into America. But they want you to believe that TikTok somehow or another is a national security threat. Do you see what they're doing? They're trying to distract you to smoke and mirrors concerning the crimes that they're responsible for committing, namely treason. Article 3, Section 3, if you want scripture, it's loaded. But I can give you one in particular, Luke 22, verse 48. That's where Judas sold out Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, just like politicians are selling you out to the highest bidder. Okay? This is insanity, what's going on in this country. So again, I just want to make clear you understood what I said. The federal government wants you to know that TikTok, a Chinese-owned corporation, is a threat to national security in this country. But the 900% increase of Chinese nationals that the federal and state governments are alluring into America, they don't want you to consider that in any sense of the word. This is called smoke and mirrors. It's called distraction. from what they're guilty of. And this is what they do all day long. And the mainstream media is complicit with the crimes. And so are the people that know the truth of the matter and do nothing in righting the wrongs. Okay, just wanted to make clear we all understood that. Now let me tee this up because this goes quick. What is happening in America? And what I'm talking about is I have said for a decade and a half, they're trying to Europeanize America. They want to remove the rule of law. And one of the things that we see, well, at least the first couple years, the sodomites, the homosexuals and the lesbians and whatever else they want to call themselves, right? They're the victims. Now, those that know the show, those that watch the show, you know the answer to what I'm bringing forth right now and bringing it in out of confusion into the truth when I say that they are not the victims. These are the ones that love to attack, smack your face, pull your hair, and then when the cameras get there, oh, just ask me, they play the victim and then they accuse the ones that they're attacking of the crimes. They play the victims. If you can understand what I just told you, you're going to understand what's going on in America today. Now, let me take it across the boards. This is from just today. I can do shows on this all day long. I want you to see this. This is in Texas. I can't even pronounce his names. Rockmod. This cross-dressing Texas teacher resigns after viral video shows him, dressed as a woman, wearing pink dress at school. This is brand new information. Okay, who are they going for? The kids. Once again, just like I always said, and of course, they called me a liar and a bigot and a hater. They call the law that exposes them for their crimes, Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. A look at the law shows you who's doing the violating or the transgressor, 1 John 3:4. They hate the law that exposes and condemns their crime. So again, here's the accuser of their brethren accusing others of what they're guilty of. Read Revelation 12:10. Here's another one. This is brand new information. Chick-fil-A, who sells themselves to the American people as a Christian corporation, which in fact is not true in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, they also support SPLC, which is a communist subversive organization. Set up to attack Christian organizations and anybody else that exposes them for their crimes against American law. But Chick-fil-A distances itself from a franchise owner charged with sex crimes. Wow! What is going on? And this franchise owner just happened to be accused of sexually abusing a young girl. Okay, this is brand new, and I'm not being funny, and I'm not being smart, but I want to show you who's pushing this, who's advocating for this, as John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said, once again, our Constitution is made for a moral and a Christian, a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Why are they pushing the sodomite agenda on the American people? It's aimed at using the sodomites as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution and tearing down your law. And the way that happens is when people give it a green light. Okay, they're using them as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution. In other words, they're trying to tear down the Constitution and recreating it in their own ungodly, devilish image. John 8:44. Look at this. This is Virginia. He's supposed to be a good guy. Youngkin signs bill codifying right to same-sex marriage into Virginia law. I didn't know that there's any such thing or there ever has been any such thing. Well, guess what, friends? There isn't. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to pull up our friend Scott Lively here. He is the author of the Pink Swastika. And the parallel going on between the Nazis of the 30s and the Nazi Party and what, in fact, is happening here today. We've had Scott on the show before. He's probably as popular as I am. And people don't like a lot of what he has to say because it's the truth and exposes what the people in this country are, in fact, becoming accomplices to by giving it a green light. When, in fact, our laws condemn this activity. So what we're going to do is we're going to pull up our friend Scott Lively and welcome him. Scott, thanks for joining us again on such a short notice. With all the things going on, especially this reoccurring cycle with the attacks coming from the sodomites to the said representatives against the American people, I said, Scott, now is your time to shine. So I wanted to pull you up. And again, thank you for joining us, my friend.
Great to be back with you, Bradley.
Absolutely. Listen, I know that you are a plethora of knowledge. And I told my wife the other day, I said, this guy, you ask him one question and he can literally convey back to you an answer the length of a book. So can you just kind of, and I guess I want to ask this first of all, because I have several thoughts I'd like to convey to you in question. Are you familiar with Klaus Schwab and trying to establish the Fourth Revolutionary Reich? And if so, could you explain that to us first and foremost?
Well, the Fourth Reich is just simply the following on the Third Reich. And if you want to go back to the beginning, the First and Second Reich, you know, is the Holy Roman Empire. And the Second Reich, which happened just before Adolf Hitler, was Wilhelm II. He was the last of the last regent of the Second Reich, and then Adolf Hitler came out pledging a thousand-year Reich, which only lasted 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now Schwab, who looks like such a fruitcake in his Star Trek uniform that he wears, sort of convey this sort of imperial demeanor is launching the Fourth Reich. It's ridiculous, but very dangerous. Schwab, and I'm more concerned about Noah Yuval Harari.
Yes, right? Yes. He reminds me of Joseph Goebbels. Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
I believe in all of my involvement in the culture war all these years and my study of prophecy over the last 15 years or so, I think Harari is the closest I've ever seen to the false prophet in our time. And I really believe, see, and from my perspective, the religion of the Antichrist is secular humanism. It's the religion that no one believes is a religion. It purports not to be a religion, but it is, it absolutely is, in which individual human beings are their own gods. And sort of the World Economic Forum is a vehicle for imposing secular humanism, the secular humanist religion, upon the entire world through this Great Reset and all the other global machinations that are associated with it. And, you know, that's what the Fourth Reich is about. It's a continuation of the same pursuit of a global system to control humanity.
Yes.
That's what Al Hitler wanted. That's what Schwab wants and what Harari wants. And Harari is actually articulated the transhumanist vision. Very, very dangerous, very scary stuff. And people should, if you've never heard of this guy, just go on YouTube and search his name. Noah Yuval Harari. Do I have his first and middle name?
No, you're saying his name right, yes.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yep. Remember Yuval Noah Harari. That's right.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Scott, I want to say something to you because you had said something that was key there, and I think it's important for people to understand how they're being deceived. I remember when I first seen Klaus Schwab. That is exactly the first thought that ran through my mind, is this guy was sold to the American people in the 70s and 80s like this madman, a comical madman. And it's interesting that when you meet Klaus Schwab and see who he is and what he means to implement, he's the comical madman that means what he says, to impose his will on the people. And then the people stand back and say, no, this dummy could never do that. Wait a second. You go ahead and call him names all day long, but the fact of the matter is he's the one ruling over you right now, and you're giving him permission in doing so. So I wanted to, more than anything, is really kind of make the connection, the correlation between him and Adolf Hitler. Now, is he from German descent? Is he related somehow to the Nazi Party, someone from the Nazi Party, or where did he get the idea to pick this up and run with it?
I really don't know enough about Schwab to really say. You know, my area of expertise is the Third Reich, and you know what I have been observing regarding the World Economic Forum. I want to kind of sidestep this and take it take a different perspective on it than most people have done. And that is, I believe that this plan for the Great Reset, as much as it aligns with the ultimate goal these guys have already had, the fact that they're trying to push this through by 2030 is an act of desperation on the part of the Western elites, who are under tremendous threat of losing their global hegemonic power because of the rise of the Russian Federation and the BRICS alliance, right? I don't know if your listeners are familiar with this, but what Putin has done in promoting and advancing a multipolar order as an alternative to the US-UK dominance of the world, it really is an existential threat for the Schwabs and the others of his ilk, and that as much as we sort of paint them as masterminds that, that seem to have everything under control and they're just pushing and just grinding away at their plan, what they're doing is really desperate.
Yeah.
And they met just a couple of months ago. The United Nations met just a couple of months ago to collectively reaffirm their commitment to achieve the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, they call it, acknowledging that they're way behind schedule on that, and that and because what that represents, really, what they're doing is preparing an alternative economic system that can replace the existing completely broken and bankrupt world system we have. You know, it's not just a U.S. problem with our trillions of dollars of debt that's growing. The only way that we can keep our nose above the water is by controlling the printing press, right? We print money to fill the gaps and to provide ourselves with as much money as we need to cover this unsustainable debt. But that's not the whole picture, because the world system is something like, as of a year or two ago, $24 quadrillion in debt, completely unsolvable.
Yeah,
and that all of this collapses if the U.S. loses its reserve currency status, the sole exclusive right in the world to print money. If we lose that, then that's the threat of the BRICS alliance. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. But just 6 months ago, another six countries joined the BRICS alliance, including Saudi Arabia and some other major powerhouses. They represent like 33-34% of the global market. If the Schwabs and the other corrupt elites are not able to defeat BRICS, the whole thing's coming down. But the Great Reset is their desperate rush to get to the place where they can force this Great Reset upon us with a completely alternative economic system, so everything becomes irrelevant. And then I believe, in the prophetic context of this, it's the Antichrist, who's not far off now. It will declare a global debt jubilee, wipe out the old system, and bring in the entirely prepared new economic system, in which you won't be able to buy or sell unless you take the mark.
Revelation 13:17. I got to take a quick break. Folks, we're talking to Scott Lively, author of The Pink Swastika. I want to come back to that, and I want to address that a little bit more so people can make the correlation as to what, in fact, is happening through this whole sodomite movement. And I believe it's important for us to all know, folks, because we are in it, no question about it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House urging the U.S. Senate to quickly greenlight the TikTok bill recently passed by the House. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized the administration's eagerness for the Senate to promptly bring the bill to a vote.
Is to ensure that ownership, as I just stated, of these apps wouldn't be in the hands of those who can't exploit them or to do us harm.
The legislation mandates that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, will divest the app within 180 days or face its removal from U.S. app stores.
A recent survey showing a significant uptick in what researchers define as incivility in U.S. workplaces. According to a survey from the Society for Human Resource Management, roughly two-thirds of American workers say they've either been a part of or have witnessed acts of incivility in the workplace just in the past month. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking with author of The Pink Swastika, Scott Lively. Interestingly enough, my page froze up, and during the same time, Scott's generator went down, folks. But we can still see Scott just fine, so we're totally fine. We're going to keep rocking this thing. Scott, you wanted to bring up something, and I've got a couple questions I want to have answered before the end of the show. We got two more segments, so we have plenty of time, so go ahead and address what you will.
Well, I wanted to just bring out the reason why the homosexual agenda is so central to everything that's happening in the world. And it's a spiritual matter, right? The scripture, if you really dig in and study the scripture on this topic, you find that this is the litmus test for humanity, right? It's not the individual practice of sodomy, but the social embrace of it as social policy. From Genesis to Revelation, this is the issue. The social embrace of homosexuality is the harbinger of the wrath of God. And going all the way from the beginning, you have the flood. The ancient Hebrew rabbis identified the cause, the trigger that brought the flood on the world was when they started writing wedding songs for homosexual and bestial marriages, right? Oh. This isn't modern. These are the ancient rabbis who are interpreting their own Hebrew language as to what it means.
Yep.
And then you jump ahead a few years, you got Sodom and Gomorrah, you have God, the only place in scripture the only place in history where God literally incinerates four cities because of this particular practice exclusively. There's no other sin associated with the incineration of Sodom and Gomorrah. And it's spelled out so clearly in the book of Genesis that it says all the men of the city, young and old, from every quarter, came to try to rape the two men, the two angels yep. God had sent as a witness, and that even when they were struck blind by God, they were still clawing and scraping at the door trying to get a hold of the men. Then you jump to Judges 19, where you have really sort of the second witness of the Sodom and Gomorrah story, except in that case, it's a Levite and his concubine.
Yep.
Same story, the men of the city come and try to rape him. And in this particular case, they accept the concubine as the alternative target, as in the first case they didn't. They wouldn't accept Lot's daughters. And they rape her to death, leave her dead on the doorstep. Her body is cut into 12 pieces, sent to the 12 tribes, and it begins a massive civil war among the Hebrew people. Everywhere, every step along the way through the scripture, there's a singular emphasis on God's anger with the social acceptance of yep. homosexuality. You get to Leviticus, right? In the Levitical code, it's chronologically before all these things, and God explains to the Hebrews why he is sending them in to essentially commit genocide on the Amorites and all the other Canaanite nations that are living in the Holy Land. And it's all explained, and it's all sexual sin.
Yep.
Leviticus 22 from start to finish. But even in that list of sins, it starts off with various forms of incest. It's only when it reaches it's actually chapter 18, verse 22, not chapter 20. It's 18, 22, and 23, or 21, 22, and 23 are the keys. But it's only when it gets to verse 22 that it introduces the Hebrew word toeva, which is the harshest term of condemnation in the scripture and in the Hebrew language.
Yep.
And it means abomination. And you know, so it's on and on. And then you get into the New Testament and you've got Romans 1, which is Romans is not only Paul's treatise on systematic theology, Christian theology. Romans 1 is really prophetic in the sense of this. He explains how a society degrades to the point of a completely apostate, reprobate culture.
Yep.
And in the midst of it, the singular sin that then triggers the reprobate mind and then leads to the rest is homosexuality. And so, you know, all the way through. I've got my book, the Petros Prophecy, at scottlively.net. It takes you through the entire sequence, every significant passage dealing with homosexuality from Genesis to Revelation, how they relate, and how they I actually explain how Peter does a prophecy about the last days, and he identifies the heresy of the last days, right? And he uses four separate points. I believe strongly, and I lay out in the case in the book, the case that it's gay theology is the last days heresy. And I think it's a very convincing case if you want to take a look at that. But anyway.
Yeah, it's very self-inflicting. And I'm thinking of Romans 1 while you were talking about that as well. I was thinking about 1 Corinthians 6, 9. Also thinking about Jude 1, 7, where they said that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. The American people are daring the justice of God, Scott, tolerating this. It literally, yeah. And they say that, and I've heard this 1,000 times, and it makes sense. If there's two things that really bother me concerning what's going on right now, it's the murder of over 70 million children in the womb because the government illegally sanctioned it, number one. Number two is that of them now coming in, interfering with the institution called the church, and usurping their authority, assuming authority that was never given unto them, to suggest that two men can now get married and two women can get married. If that is not spitting against heaven, I don't know what is. And a famous preacher said, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And we're now to the point, Scott, where the American people see that the agenda is aimed at their children, and they still send their kids into public school. How do you help a people like that?
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 talks about the context when the Antichrist will rise, and it's a time of strong delusion and of lawlessness. What we're seeing all around us is lawlessness. What kind of lawlessness? It's not speeding on the highway. It's lawlessness. It's rebellion against God. The entire legal order, biblical order that God lays out in Scripture, every part of it is being trounced,
yep,
trampled underfoot. And often by Christians.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Reported Christians.
Yeah, exactly.
But the biggest sort of, as you move into Revelation with the sort of sequence of points I've been making, is that when you get to the white horse of Revelation 6, right, which is the Antichrist, it says that he has a bow, right? He has a bow. That's the rainbow. And he is given a crown, right? He's already associated with his symbol is the bow, the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's given authority to then defeat the church. This is we're in for some serious...
Yep,
serious.
I'm totally with you. And it's something I think about day and night. Scott, as you well know, you know Scripture. When you lay it not to heart concerning the issues, the Lord will judge that nation. And
We're under judgment now.
No question about it. It is raining judgment, and still the people, like in the days of Noah, are acting as if it's not raining judgment. And what's worse is they're even going so far to even open the gates, the floodgates of immorality, more so on the people. I just highlighted three articles. You have the said governor in Virginia who's supposed to be a good guy, Scott. He just said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and say it's okay to tell two men to get married and two women to get married. It's like, oh my goodness, Americans, you are going the wrong direction. Instead of repent, it's like, let's brazenly advocate more of what God clearly condemns. Yeah. Let me ask you this. So I want to get a 3-minute answer from you. We got one more break and then we got one more segment. What is the correlation between the Bushes and the Third Reich? You're an expert on this. I want the people to know what that is, please.
Well, the Bush dynasty really has its roots in support of the Nazi Party, and frankly, a big part of the present elites. You got to remember that what really defined Hitler more than anything else, even more than hatred of Jews, was eugenics. Right? Eugenics was his goal. The master race. Right? The master race was going to be a product of breeding. But they believe they already were inherently the master race, but then they were going to improve on the master race through the Lebensborn project, remember, where they were breeding perfect Aryan specimens, right? That they're going to, and by eliminating the undesirables, right? The feeble, the handicapped of various different kinds.
Yep.
And that was and Hitler didn't invent that. That actually came from the Americans, right? The same people that gave us Margaret Sanger, right?
Yep.
And that gave us there was cross pollination going on between the eugenicists of the United States. I'm talking Kellogg, right? You know Kellogg cereal,
yep,
right? Mr. Kellogg, the guy that started that dynasty, was a major financier of all the eugenics policies. And in the U.S., they put through laws for the sterilization of retarded people and all kinds of things. This was pure eugenics. Now, eugenics comes out of Malthusianism, right? The Thomas Malthus was a pastor, actually, very misguided, but he began sounding the alarm that humanity was going to outgrow its food supply, and so we were going to have to start reducing the population. We were all going to starve to death, right? Out of that came this discussion among the elites. Well, if we're only going to be able to have so many people, then we better be deciding who those people are going to be.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's like the Bill Gates of the world. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I did want to throw this in there. It's interesting, all these people that are saying we're overpopulated, there's too many people. Isn't it interesting, the people that needed to be liquidated, it never applies to them? You know, it's like, if that's true, let it be you first there, Billy. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got our friend Scott Lively, author of The Pink Swastika. Folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Again, if you got any questions or comments, throw them down. I'm doing my best to see what you got going on, but I'm pretty much involved in this conversation as well. I'm trying to extract as much information for you folks as I possibly can while we have Scott. So we'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We got Scott Lively, author of The Pink Swastika. I'll say it louder, Pink Swastika. And I'm honored to have him here, folks. You know, Scott, I want to tell you this because I haven't told you this. I was on a evangelical meeting with all the top dogs, per se. I'm a younger guy, okay? And I had brought up, they were wanting to go ahead and censor what was going on concerning Gay Pride Month in America in June. And I said, you know, I said, guys, there's nobody more qualified than Scott Lively concerning this conversation. And one guy said right away, he said, you know, I don't always like what Scott says. I said, well, Scott's right. And the fact of the matter is, what he's telling us, I don't know anybody more qualified to talk about what's going on this month right now than Scott Lively. So I do want you to understand there's guys out there that could totally understand you. They're on the same page. You may have more information concerning the topic, but they have their armor on. They're in this fight as well. And so I'm honored to have you as my friend. I'm honored to have you on the show, Scott. I think you're priceless in so many different ways. And I think you have a lot to bring to the table, and I think people need to hear this because your message is one that they need to hear it rather than if they want to hear it or not, it matters not. You need to start taking heed to what's going on here, and that's why I pulled up our friend Scott. So, Scott, with that, can you do me a favor again, just go back a little bit and just make the correlation between the Bushes and the Third Reich so people can understand that these guys were not at all the way that they sold themselves to the American people?
But when you talk about the military-industrial complex, you're talking about the Bush dynasty. And they were funding the Nazis very, very early on. It was always about the money. I don't know if the Bushes were involved in the eugenics or not. I never looked into that aspect of it. But I wanted to make, you know, I know that that's the question you wanted to hit, but I left something hanging because of the next, I want to make the connection, which is I think maybe the very most important point that I make on your show. And that is that what we're dealing with, the transhumanism, the ultimate, most serious threat that Christendom faces ever in the history of the world is transhumanism. Transhumanism is the effort by these crazy people of the World Economic Forum and a whole strata of elitists to pursue the idea of creating a new variation of human beings. And the point that I want to make is that this is eugenics that is made that is escalated to a new level because of technology. Right? It's the same. Eugenics philosophy that started out in a sort of primitive form in the early 1900s that became more and more influential over time, that defined Adolf Hitler's program really.
Yeah.
And then now it's morphed into transhumanism. It's the exact same thing, except now they have the ability to carry out scientifically what they've always believed philosophically. Where they want to create their own version of human beings.
Yeah.
And this represents, theologically speaking, this whole LGBT movement. And transgenderism is the introductory step. There's a hidden T behind the transgender T in the LGBT acronym. And that is transhumanism. Transgenderism is the segue. It's the introduction to transhumanism. These children who are being trained in a transgender way of thinking are the guinea pigs for transhumanism. Because as soon as they lose the sense of identity as male and female by the creation of God, as soon as they have come to believe that that's just nothing but an arbitrary, socially imposed policy, and that really they can choose to be anything they want. That's what transhumanism is about. They become the perfect guinea pigs to then be lured into having physical augmentation. And what transhumanism is doing, the technology, it's genetic manipulation, robotics and artificial intelligence intertwined together. And when it comes to eugenics, when you're talking about genetic manipulation, you're talking about the dismantling of the created order. And they've been doing this for decades now.
Yeah.
From tips of the branches, right? If you think of civilization as a tree, they've been working to kill the tree from the tips of the branches on the idea of the sanctity of marriage and things like that. Now they're all the way down to the root system where they're destroying Genesis 1:27 in civilization, that we're created in the image of God, male and female. And now the next step is to destroy the division of created beings into kinds. Human beings and animals, and they're going to blend human beings and animals. They're already starting to do it.
Okay, so when you're saying that, though, because I hear much of this talk, first of all, I want to say this. Charles Spurgeon was right, the Prince of Preachers from England back in the 1700s. The world is the hammer. The church is the anvil. And when you look at Scripture, it says the seed of the righteous is forever. So when we're talking about being destroyed, I want to make clear, because I understand John judgment in Scripture. But to say that we're going to be destroyed and God is going to be dethroned, that's never going to happen. We know that. And I'm not saying you're suggesting that. Right. But I also know that Psalm...
That's what's going to happen.
Right. They're deceiving themselves into believing that one day they're going to dethrone him because Satan is deceiving them into believing such a lie. But what comes to my aid is Psalm 21, verse 11, where it says, "For they intended evil against us. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform." And we see the hand of God continuously, divine interposition or intervention, putting a stop to the nonsense, because they've been trying to do this, century after century after century after century, and here we are again.
We're talking last days eschatology here. There's a big change when the last days Antichrist comes in. He's given the authority to trounce the church.
Right, right. Yep, I understand that, yep.
He has to come in and rescue, because humans have lost their ability to overcome. We get trounced. And then that's when he comes back as a rescue and take over planet Earth and crush the wicked in the winepress of his wrath. You know, that these are what we're watching is the unfolding of this, where if it were possible, even the elect.
Yeah, right,
would be
right. Yep.
Right?
Yeah. So let me make my point though. So in saying this, so you're talking about this transhumanism, I've heard much of this talk. Is this where the enemy is literally trying to take on a fleshly body through the technology that these said scientists have today? Is that what this is about at the end of the day? Because I understand what a reprobate is. I understand people being left to themselves. I understand crazy people. But again, is this the enemy trying to take on the flesh of what scientists can create?
Everything that Satan has done from the very beginning has been about creating counterfeit alternatives
yep.
to the creative.
Amen.
Everything.
Yep.
Evolution is the alternative to creation, and every single thing. Gay marriage is an attack on the concept of true marriage. You know, one thing after the other. Or where they're at right now in destroying the foundation of the division of humans, and that we're back to the garden scenario. We're back to where the prophecy and the promise of Satan to the wicked is, you will be like gods, right? And that's when God himself then expelled them from the garden, put the flaming swords. Otherwise they would take hold of the tree of life and achieve immortality. That's where they're at. They are using technology to... It has essentially become the achievement of the tree of life. They're going to make themselves immortal. And they're talking openly and seriously about uploading their consciousness into cyborgs that are eternal, or that can be replaced from time to time, and you just simply upload yourself into the next version when it's created. And this is science fiction, but it's science fact in their philosophy. This is what they're trying to achieve, and they're openly admitting it. So we who stand for the truth of God, who are integrated with the created order and believe in the natural order of things, we are the enemy.
Yeah, we are
the thing. We are the system that must be destroyed in order for them to bring in their artificial alternative.
I want to ask you. First of all, I got one more minute. Are you able to hold over after the show's over, because we can keep going live?
A little bit.
10 more minutes?
I got to do.
Okay,
a bit.
While we're still on air, how do people get a hold of you, Scott, while we're still on air?
ScottLively.net.
Okay, so I want to come back to this. So I'm asking you, because I believe the government has always put itself in a position in hopes of deceiving the people into believing that they're a lot more powerful than they really are. It really goes back to Saul Alinsky. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us, we're more powerful than we really are. Because if they can get us to believe certain things and that they're all powerful, then sooner or later all those people that are deceived are just going to bow the knee and they're going to worship whatever world they create. I got to go ahead and disconnect this, Scott, and I'm going to come right back. We're just going to disconnect from live radio. Folks, thank you. Those that listen to us in 160 cities, thank you very much. You're just disconnecting it, Judah. Just disconnect.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.